Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Brady Curtis Clark.
Okay, Mr. Clark, okay. State your name and your ADC number again for me, sir.
Brady Curtis Clark, ADC number 234977.
Mr. Clark, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commission suing for the one allegation on your warrant, and based on information that we have, we was notified of this hearing back on March 19 of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And the statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. Gentlemen that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Clark and Mr. Osborne, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you so for him.
I do. Sir, I do, and I can announce it. Note that there's an amendment on page 1 of the warrant.
Okay, sir.
Down on the bottom, where date released, it should say September 8th of 17.
Date released, September the 8th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any objection? Hearing none, we will move on. Okay, sir. Now, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, Mr. Clark. Please tell me whether it's true or false. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer by 3 p.m. on the day of your release from prison on September 8th, 2017. Is that the right date?
Correct.
Okay. And your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Clark, I'm going to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
A unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Then we're going into phase two of the hearing, and phase two is very important because the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. But we begin phase two by receiving some background information from the Department of Corrections. Now, for Mr. Osborne, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Clark was released from DOC custody on September 10th, should I say 9/8/17. He was arrested on February 22nd of 2018 by the Payson Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on February 26th of 2018 with 167 absconding days with a community supervision end date of July 27th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, second degree, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2008, theft, 1 year. And 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 0. There's no FCG or any information noted. Prior term supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 1 month. In 2013, TIS release arrested on tech violation, returned to custody, and revoked by the BOEC. Has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and threats noted. Other arrests, 2006, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2006, failure to appear first degree, AG unknown. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2010, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G5B6.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Clark. Based on information that we see at this time in the case supervision summary, when you were released, you were approved to reside at Transitional Living Community, TLC, in Phoenix, and then you failed to report and establish residence at TLC, and you did not provide any other residential address to the investigation prior to you're absconding. So what happened? Why didn't you get the TOC, sir?
Well, not trying to use an excuse. I made an honest mistake. Poor choice. My mother had passed away. She was in Las Vegas. She passed away of a heart attack. I went the wrong way about it, and I couldn't make it to her funeral because it was too expensive for my family to take me out there. And I wanted to go visit her grave, her headstone, and show my respects, and I went the wrong way about it. And instead of doing all what I should have done as a man, step up and do my parole, go see my crosser, and turn myself into TLC, I just went there, made a mistake in doing that instead. I also instead of moving back to Phoenix and trying to check in, I moved to Cason where I have a fiance now and got a good community, going to Expedition Christian Church out there with my fiance, doing real good. I have family out there that loves me, that don't do drugs. I've been clean, haven't touched any kind of drugs since then. I haven't been in no trouble since then, except for this. I won't be in no more trouble. You won't hear about me ever again about that. I mean, if you do any of that, I will do my parole this time, and I will never give you any troubles. It's hard for you guys to probably believe me right now, or anybody at this moment, but only way I can say to prove it to you is by doing it. And that's the only thing. I learned from my mistakes, and I'm not using my excuses. I made some poor choices, and now I know what I need to do and I can do it, because my fiance is kind of ill. She has a service dog, and she does take medicine, and I want to be there. She's 15 years older than me, and I know her mom and dad, and I'm very good with the community out there.
Okay, sir. Let me ask another question, sir. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
I worked for my uncle that was in Payson. It's a family-owned company. It's a tire shop on 808 South McLean.
Okay. And I don't show any program, and that's where you didn't submit any programs or any UAs while you were out, sir. So, let me just say this while this is before I forget. Please accept mine and the board's condolences for your mother. Okay, but now we're going to move on. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
No.
I don't see any questions by other board members. Before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I'm sorry, and thank you guys for hearing me out. I appreciate you guys for seeing me today.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Clark, a very interesting young man, just 30 years of age, and just this unfortunate situation. I would be willing to return him to the community except for one thing that caught my attention, and that is he did abscond for 167 days. And I just cannot overlook the fact that he absconded, because this is one of the major tenets of being on supervision. And for that particular reason, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Clark's community supervision in as much as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, and he violated because he absconded for 167 days. We don't know what he was doing. He might have been working, as he said, for his family, but we have no way of proving that's because he absconded. Therefore, it is my motion again to revoke community supervision.
Second.
Great.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on July the 27th. You won't have a parole officer. You can go up to Payson with your girlfriend and with your family, but because you won't have no one to report to except for yourself. Good luck, sir, and please put the city back on the phone, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.